Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey guys, it's Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, and this is episode 946 of the Talking Metal Podcast, a podcast founded by myself and John Astronomy Ostrowski back in 2005, one of the first podcasts at that time on Apple's iTunes podcast section, if you will. Now, of course, there is a separate Apple podcasting app. iTunes is kind of, I mean, it's still kind of there, but it's kind of gone away. I mean, we have Apple Music and Apple TV and all these other things that have kind of taken over for iTunes, right? Anyways, that's still how I do my, I did Spotify for a while, and then now I'm back to Apple to get my music there. For the most part, Apple Music, I subscribe to that. And I also am a big vinyl guy, in case you didn't know. I definitely just upgraded my turntable and speakers when we moved into this new house, and I'm just rocking it. Emily and I love listening to vinyl, and I do it a lot during the day, too, while I'm working. Part of my job, I work at A&E Networks, and part of my job is some data entry stuff. I work with TV shows, and I won't get into the details, but I do have to screen and make some judgment calls on shows, but then I also have to do data entry, entering segments and timings and stuff like that. And so when I'm doing that, a lot of time I'll just throw on vinyl, because I feel like if I put the news on, I start typing stuff in wrong. Whereas if I have music on, I can kind of just relax and get in the zone, you know. So loving my vinyl lately. And got the new Iron Maiden on vinyl, which I like. I really like. I'm really diving deep into that record. And picked up a bunch of new vinyl the other week. So good stuff. I do want to mention, speaking of vinyl, speaking of classic albums, I am going to be having a discussion with the people who support me on Patreon this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York City time, New Jersey time, where I live. I saw on Twitter, somebody said, if you put in your Twitter profile NYC/NJ or NY/NJ, that basically means you live in North Jersey, right? Yeah, because no one who lives in New York City is gonna say they also are a part of the Jersey scene, right? Yeah, so what I meant to say is the vinyl that I've been pulling out a lot this week and listening to gear up for my Sunday discussion with my patrons on Zoom is Ride the Lightning by Metallica, one of my favorite records. We're going to be getting together to talk about that, and you can join us. Just join Patreon right away, and you will see, once you're a member there, for as little as $2 a month. You seriously could just do $2 and join us for this discussion and quit next month if you want, but this Sunday, man, yeah, $2 a month gets you a bonus podcast every week on Patreon, and $5 a month gets you that same bonus podcast, an additional bonus podcast, and also a Talking Metal t-shirt. So there you go, $5 a month, can't beat it. And of course, we do encourage higher contributions than that each month if you want. Sometimes I'll get up some additional content for the other folks there on Patreon, although I must admit I've been kind of bad with that lately, but I'll get back to it for sure. So that is that. Let's actually thank each and every one of the patrons before we keep the conversation going here. There's no guests today. So if you hate the episodes where Mark just talks, tune out now, right? Nick Beach, thank you over there in Australia. I hope you received your t-shirt that I mailed out a couple weeks ago. Mrs. Metal Dan, Sam Warwick, Kato Yogova, Adrian Cusick, Dane Damage, Madison Hatter, Seth B., Alan Jensen, Hank Reeves from Dash Vodka, John Simpson down there in Florida, Huckney Jacobson, Ed Ferguson, Denny Striegel, yeah, that's my dad, Patrick Sabin, Jerry from Salt Lake City, Blue Walsh 21, Victor Guzman, Gene Eugene DX, Sean Richmond, Mario Charance, that's Otis the dog barking, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Chris Riley, Johan Erdestrom, Stephen Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Brad from Utah, Dan Gurwan, Victor M. Ruiz, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Jason Seth, Stephen Saylor, Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blas, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, David Gray, Fred Roots, Michael Street, Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, John Bovary, and Metal Dan. All right, let's do a little metal sound effect here and officially get into the episode. All right, welcome to another edition of this Talking Metal podcast. I guess we kind of already started it there, but we will continue just a brief conversation today. Wow, what a week. Doc McGee joining us for our biggest episode in a while. A lot of listeners, if you're new to the podcast after hearing that interview, I am a diehard Kiss fan. And listen, I'm an enormous Motley Crue fan. Some people had issue. I didn't ask him about the Dirt and Motley Crue and, you know, Tommy Lee punching him or whatever that was. I didn't really want to go there. I mean, Doc's a cool guy. He's obviously a great connection to have. I wasn't looking to, why does Motley Crue hate you so much? You know, I didn't really want to go there. I would have spoken to him about Motley Crue and the success that they had together, working together, but I didn't have all that much time. I was told I had 15 to 20 minutes with him. I think we did like, what, close to 30. So I was over my allotted time already. Yeah, so I don't know, man. But Doc, I love talking with him. I thought he was a straight shooter. I thought I know he broke some news. Kiss doing a Netflix thing, I guess a movie. They're going to release it in the theater first is the plan, and then right on Netflix. So that's cool, man. The first 4 years of the band. I mean, he broke all that news on the podcast. Not to mention saying that Kiss will be touring through the end of 2022. You know, so good stuff. I loved hearing the stories about the Moscow Peace Festival. I had no idea he was talking directly to Gorbachev with that, and the old Bon Jovi stories and all that stuff. Great stuff, and always fun to talk to somebody who's a little different, you know, some like keyboardist, a rock manager, a booking agent, you know, instead of just the same guy, guitar player, vocalist, drummer, bassist that we usually talk to. Nothing against those guys. I love those guys too, but I'm just saying it's nice to mix it up a little bit. Yeah, so no guest right now. We are trying to lock down Danny Filth of the band Cradle of Filth. Still, I'm going to reapproach Gary Holt. You know, I almost had him on the show a while ago, and kind of he dropped off the exchange we were having. So I'm going to try him again. And yeah, man, we'll after Zach Wilde and Doc McGee back to back, I'm feeling like we really need to keep the momentum going with guests, and we will do that for sure. There's a new episode of Talking Rock out with Joey Haney and myself. If you haven't heard that, you can check that out. All my podcasts are linked right on my website, which is markstriegel.net. My last name is spelled S-T-R-I-G-L. Of course, the website, markstriegel.net. You can get everything Mark Striegel right there. A couple of the links are down right now. I'm going to fix those, but all the podcasts are up there and stuff, including this one, Talking Metal. The only one you don't get there is, of course, the Mark Striegel podcast, which is exclusive to people on Patreon. And we do that every single week, Victor Ruiz and myself. And it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy always shooting the shit with Victor every Sunday morning. Usually Sunday morning, we turn those mics on and record an episode. But some interesting news this week, I guess I would call it upsetting news, and, you know, deals with two bands that I love, Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. Really bummed to see these pictures of Paul Di'Anno, and, you know, they're doing the trying to raise money again for his knee surgery. And he, you know, somebody pointed out that it looks like he's got like full on like diabetes. I think from those pictures, if you saw them on Blabbermouth, the great Paul Di'Anno, who I did an awesome interview with like 10 years ago or so, has just physically deteriorated so bad. He's in a wheelchair. His legs are the size of freaking tree trunks, man. I mean, they look really bad. And this knee surgery thing that we've been hearing about, it's obviously more than that. It looks like he's suffering from bloating and possibly like really bad diabetes. I'm afraid he's going to lose the legs. They already did one of these fundraisers for him. It appears he's back in the UK now. I know for a while he was living in where, like Spain and South America. He's been all over the place. Even he lived in America for a while too, United States. But yeah, he looks like he's back in the UK from what I can tell. And I know they did this fundraising thing for him before to get his knee surgery. But what the hell is going on? This, to me, where'd the money from the first fundraising thing go? And now they're raising money again. And why doesn't somebody freaking call an ambulance for this dude, man? I mean, this guy, when you see these pictures, it's freaking shocking. I mean, if there was a homeless guy in New York City, listen, I've never been homeless. I've always been fortunate. I've usually had health insurance most of my life. But what doctor would turn away somebody in that condition? There are doctors out there who work with people who don't have money, who there's payment plans. Get this guy to the hospital immediately. He's not going to be around much longer. One of my favorite records of all time, Killers by Iron Maiden. Love that first Maiden record too. Maiden Japan, the EP, I always say is the best live thing Maiden ever put out. Yeah, better than Live After Death. I mean, what is going on? I was friends with Paul on Facebook. It was the weirdest thing. You know, I did this great interview with him. He, many years later, friends me on Facebook. I remind him, hey, I'm the guy who did the interview with you. And, you know, he's like, oh, I remember. I love that interview. Hope you're well, mate. And, you know, he friended me. And then, like, 2 years later, he unfriended me. It appeared he had unfriended a bunch of people. It was just really strange. And then a year or so after that, we're hearing that he's just in such horrible physical shape. And that has been absolutely confirmed with this picture on Blabbermouth. This guy's dying, guys. I mean, where is a doctor that can help this guy? I personally, I don't mean to go all conspiracy theory on people, but this is something more than money. I mean, right? Are we that cruel that we can't help a guy out? What do you take a guy like that to the hospital? Are they going to turn him away? I mean, I know people who have no health insurance and they showed up at the hospital and they got their arm, they broke their arm and they were, you know, taken care of. You know, they had to pay for it. Why don't you go get fixed and then we'll worry about paying the bills? Somebody needs to help this guy immediately or he's not going to be around much longer. I am shocked by that it's gotten to this stage with him. And I don't know if he's on painkillers or just unable to help himself. I'm going to try to reach out to him again. But this is horrible. And what a talent. I mean, when I saw him 10 years ago, maybe a little over 10 years ago at this point, playing in New York City, it was great, man. It was great fun. Gave him a ride to the show. I've told this story before. You know, we hung out before the show, did the interview, and then ended up driving with him from New Jersey, where he was staying, through the tunnel into New York City, you know, 45-minute drive. And that's when the real story started coming. Yeah. So I'm really bothered by this, and just, I don't understand it. It's a head scratcher to me that the guy is sitting there in a state like this. If I saw a homeless guy on the street looking like this, I would call somebody to help the dude. I mean, I can't imagine any doctor with any sense of self-dignity would turn this guy away. You know, everybody's like, well, why doesn't Maiden help him out? And, you know, they still make money off. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I don't know. I don't know. They don't have a relationship with him anymore. That's become clear. But I don't know. That's why it just feels weird. Like, is that all this is about? The money? Because if so, that's truly sad. We've been told that Richie Faulkner, who's been on the podcast before, of Judas Priest, is the Priest tour canceled, and he has undergone emergency heart surgery. I don't know what was wrong. We don't know what type of heart surgery. We don't know if this was a heart attack that he had, or tears in his heart. Who knows? We don't know. We know he's undergone emergency heart surgery. He's a new dad, so that really is unfortunate. And what I mean, how old is he? He's not, what is he, 40? Let me take a look. But he's not an old guy, so so that's strange. But Judas Priest tour canceled. I guess it's not strange. People get sick, right? Judas Priest tour canceled. Which sucks, because we were actually planning to see that. So we'll have to follow what goes on with this guy. He's 41 years old. Seems very young for having heart surgery, but stranger things have happened, right? We hope the best for him and Judas Priest, of course. And other tours just getting canceled. Left and right. Mike Patton canceling Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, all his upcoming shows canceled due to mental health crisis. Living Color canceling their tour, saying transportation issues. Boy, that's a head scratcher. Transportation issues. I don't know what that is. Is that we don't want to play because, you know, Delta variant, and it's the only way we can get out of the contract? I don't know. Who knows? They've dropped off their tour that they were doing with Hoobastank. Ministry, a show that was my next show, Ministry at the Wellmont in Montclair, New Jersey. That has been postponed for a fourth time. Fourth time's the charm, right? Al Jorgensen, yeah. Yeah, so there we go. That's postponed until March. I was ready to go in October. I really was. You know, I'm ready to rock here. I'm ready to get back to things, praying another variant doesn't pop up. But knowing I'm vaccinated, I know I'm strongly protected, and know that most of the people ending up in the hospital with COVID now are the unvaxxed. Not all people, but I heard it was like 98% of the people who end up in the hospital with COVID are not vaccinated. So that's your choice. It's your choice. You know, what do I think the government should mandate it? I don't know, man. I because I'm on the flip side of things, you know. I think you should be able to get a booster right now if you want to. But the government's mandating that. We can't get boosters unless we're over 65, unless you lie about it, which I might know somebody who did that. I'm not going to not going to mention his name here, but yeah. So there you go. Anyways. Yeah, somebody's texting me. I probably should jump back over to work. But I'm ready to rock. I really hope that I'm watching these COVID numbers just plummet in the United States. Let's take a look at that, because it's time. It's really time. I mean, some bands are out there doing it. You know, when they first were in August, I scratched my head a little bit. But now we're going into October. I'm like, it's time. It's time the numbers go down every day. You know, let's look at the United States here. Just do a just see where we're at with these numbers. And you know, I know some people don't care. They're like, I'll go to a show, you know, even if COVID numbers are sky high. Well, that's cool. That's your priority. I'd prefer to be triple vaxxed and go to a show that, you know, where while numbers are lower. And I've been to two shows. We saw Megadeth and Pearl Jam. I mentioned those. So here's what we're looking at, guys. As of today, Tuesday, September 28th, we are looking at, in the United States, down 33% in the last 14 days. And you look at the graph, and we're way down. Let's check some of our other countries. You have a lot of listeners over in the UK. So how do I get that? Let's hit here, UK. There we go. And yeah, it's weird. UK up a little bit. That's upsetting. Not much, but up a couple percentages. And you look at the chart and it's going up. So I don't like that. That's upsetting. And let's just check one more. Let's do Italy. Let's see how we're doing in Italy. Yeah, Italy down. So there you go. Italy down. Down 32% in Italy in the last 14 days. So in general, the UK bothers me a little bit. But in general, we're heading the right direction. And we are ready to rock. And I hope to see you guys at a concert. I'm bummed Ministry got canceled in October because now I don't have any shows really until next year. I'm eyeing Kiss doing a residency in Vegas and David Lee Roth also doing a residency in Vegas, overlapping a bit. That's kind of interesting. Not ready to buy tickets for that yet, but that could be a little fun getaway for Emily and I. Speaking of David Lee Roth and Kiss, both those guys mentioned in Ted Lasso. You guys watching Ted Lasso? It's fun watch, man. Ace Frehley and Kiss getting a mention in the first season, and then Hagar and David Lee Roth getting a mention. Digging Ted Lasso. Didn't like the first two episodes. I was like, eh. But after that, it really kicked in for me. Fun. Feel-good show. You know, feel-good show. At least so far for me. That's it. Talk to you guys next time. Thank you for supporting Talking Metal.